Hilchas Tzitzit, and we're up to chapter 20. And this is a chapter which deals with Dine Likichas Umechiras Talis Ubay Vav Sifim. We're talking about the laws of when you purchase a talit or you sell a talit. There are six sections in this law. So, section number one, Aleph. Halokeich talis mitzuyetzes mi Yisrael. If you buy a talit which has tzitzis in it, and you buy it from a Jewish person, harizeh becheskas kashrus. It has the assumption, it has the chazaka, the assumption is that it is kosher. You know, you don't have to worry about maybe it's not the right tzitzis, maybe they didn't put it in right, maybe there's a problem with it. You can assume it's kosher. Why? Lifishakol Yisrael bikim behechsher tikun asiyus atzitzis. He says because all Jewish people are expert, know how to prepare making the tzitzit, so we don't have to worry about it. The assumption is that it's done right, and you can wear that tzitzit, and you can assume that it's okay. However, now we're going to learn in section 2, in base, if base, what happens, alokeyach talis mitzuyetzes mitagar nochri. If you're buying a talis that has tzitzis in it from a merchant who is non-Jewish, a tagar nochri, and afilo ein a tagar limkor talisis, even if he's not a merchant, he doesn't sell, that's not his merchandise to sell talisim, he doesn't do that. But rather, he is a merchant. He takes care of other merchants, other merchandise. And he says, "Shelokach talis zu mi Yisrael im tzitzoyso." He says he bought this talis from a Jewish person together with the tzitzis, because of course, if he put in the tzitzis, the talis would not be good. It has to be a Jewish person putting in the tzitzit. But he said, I bought the talis with the tzitzis from a Jewish person. In that case, we say Neman, he is believed. We believe him. You can get the talis. Why? The chazoka la tager sheinu meshaker. There is an assumption, a chazoka, it's called that. A merchant doesn't lie. He's afraid to lie. He's not going to come and start telling you things that are not. Why? Because once you'll find out that he's lying about one thing, they're not going to believe in anything else he says. So he has there's a certain level of trustworthiness that we assume that a person who's doing business is doing it legitimately, because he would be afraid to go ahead and expose himself to people saying that he's lying in one thing, he might come to lie in something else. But he says, this leniency that we're relying on this assumption, we don't rely on this assumption, it's only if he's selling you a talis with the tzitzis that are proper. So you look at the tzitzis, it looks like proper tzitzis over there, so you can look at them. So everything looks, there's no looking, it doesn't look like anything is wrong with those tzitzis. In that case, we say, look, a guy usually doesn't know how to do properly tzitzis. The yesh oid tzad lahokel. In that side, there's an additional side, there's additional reasoning to be lenient and to assume that it's proper, because mishum dein derech nochri leida heich oisin hachulius vakishorim. It's unusual for a non-Jew to know how to make the knots, how to make those wrapping arounds, the chulias that go around the tzitzis. It's unusual. So together, so we were going to assume, therefore, so the assumption is, if we don't know, we're going to assume he probably bought it together with the tzitzis from a Jewish person, so we believe him. So we have two things. First of all, he doesn't want to lose his trustworthiness by lying. And second of all, it's almost obvious that a Jew put it in, because a goy wouldn't know how to put in the tzitzis exactly the right way. Aval ein loikhin tzitzis she'ein entluyin betalus, but you cannot purchase the tzitzis alone. Those strings, if you're not buying tzitzis in a talis, but you're just buying now these strands. Now those strands have to be built, they have to be woven and spun for the mitzvah of tzitzis. So we can't, we're not sure now. So now, she'enut luim betalis. So you cannot buy just a pair of tzitzis, just these strings from a non-Jew, even if he's a afilu tagar, even if he's a merchant. Because we're not going to just rely, shomu atzmi tovan o shazoron, he might have spun them himself, or he might have twisted them, he might have woven them or twisted them all by himself, and now he's trying to make money on them and to sell them as kosher tzitzis. We can't rely. We know, I mean, nowadays it's, I'm not sure to say it's gotten worse or it's the same, but you know that even with all the hechshers, with all the precautions and that they put down on very serious things like meat and kosher and chickens, and still you see there's inevitable, there's always breaches and there's always stores that sell things for kosher. Then you have other people going down to the market when nobody is seeing and bringing bags over there when the mashgiach isn't there. And you know, it's always, you know, there's, and you have it even in very, very religious communities sometimes. Yeah, in California. It was
New York,
that's a Muncie you're talking about. That was a couple of years ago.
It was on for months.
Yeah. That was a big, right. Big thing. So here, so you can imagine the temptation of making money on giving you the wrong thing.
Usually.
Yeah, it's money, okay, and so the same thing is...
So that's what gives them the impetus to do it.
Yeah.
I mean, you know...
It's the profit.
The profit, they're buying treif meat for, say, $2 a pound, they sell it for kosher at 12, and they're buying the kosher for 7. I mean, there's a huge...
Okay, so the point here is that we can't just buy tzitzis from a non-Jew who we suspect that may actually have not done it the right way. Only if we have two things together: A, he's a merchant, and B, it's also unlikely for him to know how to twist them and how to put together tzitzis so that they look proper. Section 3, Gimel. Siv Gimel, Hashaleach Tzitzis Lechavedoi Biyad Nochri. So what happens, you know, you need tzitzis, and somebody in the other city has the tzitzis, and he wants to send you a pair of tzitzis. So how are you going to know? I mean, and you have a goyish person, or you have an agent, somebody you're sending, he's non-Jewish. So if you're sending tzitzis to your friend through a goy, the goy is carrying the tzitzis, tzorich sheyacht menu choysem b'tzoy choysem. You have to seal it, a seal, within a seal, val derech sheyizbayir b'yeridei simen kufyut ches, similar to what it's explained in the Yeridei and the simen kufyut ches over there, talks about meat, how you need like a double seal to make sure, like two seals, because we worry that lefishayesh lochosh, because if you don't have a double seal, if you don't make sure that this is really the tzitzis that you ordered, is yesh lochosh shema yachlif hanochri bechutim acherim. We always worry that maybe the goy switched it into other strings, shelo nitvu l'shem tzitzis, which have not been woven for the purpose of tzitzis, and therefore they're just regular strings, they're not kosher to be used for tzitzis. Tzitzis, usually, as you say, if you buy a pair of tzitzis, you see they come tied, and they also come with a. Each tzitzit comes like sealed with a packaging with a thing that says
string.
The strings, which says on it that it was done. You know, the details was done kosher, and the tzitzit and everything else with a heksher over there with supervision, but. He qualifies this. He says this is only necessary if there can be some monetary benefit to the goy to exchange it. It's a situation where the non-Jew can benefit if he would exchange it. But if he doesn't have any enjoyment at all from this exchange, you know, he stands to benefit nothing. You know, let's say it's the same price or there's nothing to gain. I mean, if you're taking the agent, right, he's getting paid for the delivery. And he's not making any money on the side, so what do we have to worry about? Unless we worry about if he's gonna, let's say he has another one, he can sell those and get other ones and change it. But if there is no way that he can benefit, then we don't have to worry that he's going to change it. Well, maybe even though there's no benefit to him, there's no monetary gain, but he just wants to somehow hurt the Jew. He wants to have the Jew do something wrong by giving him the wrong tzitzis. He doesn't want him to wear the right tzitzis. That we don't have to worry. We're not worried that he's going to exchange it. We worry he may exchange it to make some money. That we worry about. But we're not going to worry about if he's doing it right. And, you know, unfortunately, you know, he says here, a Jew has a cheskas kashrus, has an assumption of kosher that we trust him. But I'm not so sure nowadays that all Jews can meet that criteria, that you can always trust them, even if you send it with a yid, if he stands to gain a profit, they needs to also be supervised and also be sure. And sometimes, even if they pretend to be religious, or even if they have a long beard, or they wear a big shtreimel, it doesn't matter. You have to. Today is a different time, you know, and money is a main factor. And so, I'm not to take away from the cheskas kashrus. Every Jew has an assumption. And my son was asking me, who should he give his tefillin? He wants to check his tefillin. So he says to me, who should he give it to? So I told him that, you know, I mean, if they advertise in the Jewish community, I said the assumption is we have to trust the person says that he's going to do the job. You know, I don't know. I said if it's seems to be like a religious person and it seems to be, and I say, you know, you have to assume that he's okay. I mean, do we know it? Do we know? Yeah, that's right. Do we know any sure? I mean, you don't know. You go into the store, you buy things. I mean, you don't know all the time. So I said, okay, let's do. There's two more sif from here. Sif Dalet. Section 4. So he says that it only applies, this whole issue would be in a situation where you're sending like really one long string, which it may be the goyim making too. But if you're sending it cut up into 8 strands, which are used specifically the way for tzitzis, I mean, the goyim don't make it like that. You can clearly see that it was made for tzitzis. Then we don't have to worry about it. But again, I'm assuming that there is no profit to use non-woven for lishma, because maybe a goyim will just get a string and cut it up in that same way, or maybe wouldn't know exactly. Let's look inside. He says v'kol zeh. In section 4, in Dalet, this would only apply when he's sending strings that have not been twisted, or even if you send them, well, they were already twisted, they've not yet been broken up into 4 long strings, they're still just one long string. But if they are twisted and they are already separated into 4 long strands, over there we don't worry that the non-Jew is going to change it. Why? Oh, he's talking about the Yid is sending him. If you're sending with a goy already separated like a regular tzitzis, you don't have to worry that he's going to exchange it, he's going to find other ones like that. The only time you make these broken up into these sizes, into this length, and this type is only making shim tzitzis. So, if you send them, what is he going to do? So, what is the guy going to do with the other tzitzis? I mean, he can't really exchange it because he has nothing what to do with the other tzitzis. That's not the same way. So, therefore, we trust in that case. Same thing would be true. What happens in section 5? What happens? You're in the marketplace and you find the strands of tzitzis. Do you assume that they're bad? If they've been twisted, and they've been separated to four long strands, they're kshedim shemivad lishim tzitzis nasu. Then we say, if you find things that look like tzitzis, you don't have to think that one made, because no doubt people don't make, if it's not for tzitzis, they don't make this kind of thing. So it's only for tzitzis, the assumption is that it's okay. And finally, section 6, section Vav, he says, Ein moichrim talus mitziyatzis l'nachru. We don't, shouldn't sell a talus with tzitzis to a non-Jew. Don't sell it to a non-Jew, a talus, a regular talus. Why? Afilu tagr. Even if he's a merchant. Now this sounds to be kind of very harsh, the assumption over here. And you know that unfortunately some of the realities has happened now, that sometimes the Arab, the terrorists, and they dress up like Hasidic, they dress up like religious people, and then they go and do the terrorist act because they're pretending people should think that they're religious. So then, yeah, sometimes they do these things and it's terrible, you know, or sometimes, you know, they dress up like soldiers, they dress up like various different things to gain access. So he says, don't sell a talis with tzitzis to a non-Jew, even if he's a merchant, even if he's a merchant. Why? So the nachri, the non-Jew, should not put it on. And then he's the viyid mali Yisrael. And he will come across to another Jew that sees him, Shu Yisrael. You're going to think that a guy is Jewish because you see he wears a talus. You're going to say he's Jewish. Sharu lavash b'tzitzis, because he's wearing tzitzis. Now there is, in the olden days especially, I'm not sure you can say it about all goyim today, but in the olden days there was a lot of animosity and there was a lot of hatred. And a goy, if he had the opportunity and he was alone with a Jew, he might want to kill him. I mean, that was a sort of reality. I mean, it sounds bigoted to say it today, but that's the truth of the way it used to be. In America, too. Yeah, but people get, today everybody gets always offended if you tell them where it is.
The railroad track.
Yeah, you know.
Right in Boston.
Yeah.
You didn't go beyond.
You know where you belonged.
You stayed like in the south area.
South, you didn't.
South, even parts of Dorchester, you know.
You didn't go.
It was Jewish in parts of Warren.
So, but since the guy is wearing a talis, you're going to think that he's Jewish. And then what's going to happen is, Slavi may be derech, and you're going to go along with him on the road. And the guy might kill him. Because they are suspected. We worry about them that they may pour blood, they may kill somebody. We worry about it, yeah? Yeah, well, by that little boy, he was killed by another Jewish fellow who was actually Jewish. He was mentally deranged, yeah. Kletsky, yeah. Levi Kletsky, the boy, a young boy asking directions from school. And he was murdered, yeah, but you see that this is not something that can't happen. And
but today you can buy a talis on the internet. They don't know who you are.
Yeah. Well, that's true.
Times have changed.
Yeah. So, well, you can't help that, right?
Right.
And I have a question about the pitel techelis.
And the same. Hold on a second. And the same thing. It says v'cheinim emashkinin vein mafkidim talis mitziyetz el nochri. You cannot. Let's say you loan money from a non-Jew, then you takes a collateral. Don't give him your talis as a collateral for the loan. Also, don't deposit your talis for him to, let's say you have to leave, you want him to watch it, safekeep for you, but don't give a talis over there. Why? If you're doing it on a very temporary basis, in a situation where you don't have to worry that another Jew might go along with him on the road, like a real quick one or something, when it's not, doesn't apply, then okay. But basically, it would seem, extension from this is, don't allow for a non-Jew to disguise himself to come across as a Jew, because that might cause trouble to some other Jews. Yeah, what were you asking about?
In 2002, I went to Israel, and there was a mother who said her son wanted a pitel techelis, a blue strand, and she was going to try to buy it in Israel for him.
Okay, yeah.
So we were talking about individual strands, so I just wanted to hear your comment on.
We had spoken about that before.
It's okay, that's a whole other topic. But yeah. It's available not only in Israel. I mean, it's available
but
there
it's
too.
Really not the blue.
Everything in the one.
It's not the real blue.
Yeah, that's the issue. That's the issue. Yeah, we don't believe that we have today tcheles, so we don't do that. Yeah.
Wasn't it?
Yeah, it was a kind of, it's called a chilozin, it's a blood, it's a dye, it's a dye, but that's another thing.
There's a whole